Ayatollah Ruhollah Mousavi Khomeini, the one who revolted against the oppression of evil, the one whose heavenly bliss moved the earth, the one whose worship was unrewardable. Imam Khomeini was one of the world's most greatest leaders to walk the earth after the Ahlul Bayt. It all began in a little town called Khomeini, the birthplace of our Imam. His mother, Hajia Aga Khanum, and his father, Sayyid Mustafa Mousavi, were blessed with a holy son and named him Khomeini. Even though he was the descendant of the seventh Imam, and in his life, he suffered terrible losses. When he was just 5 months old, his beloved father was brutally murdered. By the age of 6, he studied Quran in depth and advanced Persian, but just when he reached the age of 15, his mother and his aunt both passed away on the same year. His older brother, Ayatollah Basandide, took guardianship of his brother. In 1921, Khomeini commenced his studies in Iraq. He was a very intellectual and understanding young man at his age. The following year, Ayatollah Hayri Yazidi, his teacher, transferred the Islamic seminary to the holy city of Qom and invited his students to follow. Khomeini accepted the invitation and took up residence at the Dar al-Shafa school in Qom. After graduation, he taught Islamic jurisprudence, Islamic philosophy and mysticism for many years and wrote numerous books on these subjects. On the 16th of September 1941, Mohammad Reza Fahli was crowned King of Iran and titled Shah and Shah, the Kings of Kings. He was the second monarch of the Fahli dynasty and the last king of the Iranian monarchy. During Shah's reign, the Shah announced drastic changes to land reform, voting rights, and how businesses were conducted, all of which was a move towards westernization of the country. This was known as the White Revolution. Due to this, the Shah lost support with the Shia leaders because of the clashes with Islamic rulings. The Shah was a tyrant and did not want anyone to revolt back, and had spies known as the Savak intelligence agency to kill or arrest anyone who disagreed with Shah's rulings. By 1978, the spies had over 2,200 political leaders killed or arrested. Imam Khomeini was not at all happy with this movement that was taking place. He summoned a meeting with his colleagues in Qom to press upon them the necessity of opposing the Shah's plans. They sent Ayatollah Khamalavand to see the Shah and gauge his intentions. Although the Shah showed no inclination to retreat or compromise, it took further pressure by Ayatollah Khomeini on the other senior ulama of Qom to persuade them to decree a boycott of referendum that the Shah's plan to obtain the appearance for his white revolution. Ayatollah Khomeini issued on January 22, 1963, a strongly worded declaration denouncing the Shah and his plans. 2 days later, Shah took armored column to Qom and he delivered a speech harshly attacking the ulama as a class. Ayatollah Khomeini continued his denunciation of the Shah's programs, issuing a manifesto that also had signatures of 8 other senior scholars. In it, he listed the various ways in which Shah had violated the constitution, the spread of moral corruption in the country, and accused the Shah of comprehensive submission to America and Israel. Afternoon of Ashura, June 3, 1963, Khomeini delivered a speech at the Faizia Madrasa comparing the difference between the tyrant Yazid and the Shah, denouncing the Shah as a wretched, miserable man.
من درباره شخصیت حضرت امیر چی میتونم بگم؟
And warned Shah that if he did not change his ways, a day would come when the people would clap their hands and offer up thanks for his departure from the country.
ابعاد مختلفه ای که این شخصیت بزرگ دارد به گفتگوی ماها و به سنجش بشری در
Two days later, after this public denunciation of the Shah, Khomeini was arrested. This sparked 3 days of major riots throughout Iran and led to the deaths of some 400 people. The event is now referred as the movement of 15 Khordad. Khomeini was kept under house arrest for 8 months and he was released in 1964. During November the same year, Khomeini condemned both the Shah and the United States. This time in response to capitulations or political protections granted by the Shah to American military personnel in Iran. In November 1964, Khomeini was rearrested and sent into exile. Khomeini spent over 14 years in exile, mostly in the holy Shia city of Najaf in Iraq. Initially, he was sent to Turkey on the 4th of November 1964, where he stayed in the city of Bursa for less than a year. Later, in about 1965, he was allowed to move back to Najaf, where he stayed until being forced to leave in 1978 by the Vice President of Iraq, Saddam Hussein, la'natullah. Khomeini then went to the Nefelu-le-Chateau in France on a tourist visa where he stayed for 4 months. According to Alexandre de Marchenes, chief of several government areas, was suggested to the Shah to organize a fatal accident for Khomeini. The Shah declined the assassination offer as that would have made Khomeini a shaheed. In the meantime, the uprising began in Iran. The people now had the confidence to raise their voices and be heard. But the tyrannical Shah responded with a heavy blow by attempting to suppress the uprising. The Shah accepted defeat and fled like a coward, leaving the country without a ruler. Eventually, the hand of justice and the will of Allah prevailed. Imam Khomeini was gifted with a victory. People waited for the deserved ruler to come. They waited to greet him with roses and love and to celebrate the victory of his struggle and the fruit of their pain. They said, "Come, O Imam, we are ready for you. We are ready for you." Thank you. Imam Khomeini cleaned up the mess that the tyrant Shah had left behind. Imam Khomeini established the correct methodology of the hijab. He applied Islamic teachings to the schools. He promised that no one should remain homeless in this country. The Iranians would have free telephone service, heating, electricity, and free oil at the doorstep. Before Imam Khomeini could apply these actions, the Iraqi president, Saddam Hussein, la'natullah, declared war on Iran. This war lasted for 8 years and was ended with a truce organized by Imam Khomeini. Iran was now perfect in every way. Iran was now established as an Islamic country and a prime example of the world of the way the justice for the people should be conducted. The work of the Imam was now completed. The time was drawing near for him to return to his Lord. The candle had been lit. It was now up to the Ummah to establish light from it. But how would the people live with the absence of the master of the revolution? How could the children feel without their father? How will the widows be protected without their protector? But Allah had invited the father, the master, and the protector back to his kingdom. Imam Khomeini became ill, and the world were by his bedside, weeping and praying that Allah gives the Imam a little more respite so that they can enjoy his presence a little bit more. He departed from this temporary abode for the permanent kingdom on Saturday, June the 3rd, 1989, at the age of 87. بالله استعدني البيوة شي أمل ابني ردى ويتام وانذبح عباس ويحسين.